And welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast, episode 342. Did I get that right? I don't know. I'm Adam.
I don't know.
And do not under any circumstances put the Pope in my bedroom. And here's Debbie Melrose.
If I worked here, I'd cross myself.
Andy Nunny.
Oh, God, I've lost my blooming...
Don't remember that being in the story.
No reward, I don't remember that.
No reward, no witness.
And Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
Moby Dick, honestly, shut up and get to the whale.
Yes, it's another new episode of Doctor Who. I always get a bit confused with the title of this one because there were certain individual words used quite a lot. But I'm thinking it was Extremis, was it?
Extremis.
Yes, Extremis.
Hey, got it right for me. I'll put that one in the bonus pot for later. Right. Okay. Before we move on to the review of the certain story. I hope everybody's very well because I'm very knackered. But we're going to have to deduct points from Kirby.
Why?
Because there was a point I remember from listening to earlier episodes. See, I listen to this podcast, unlike certain people, in which Kirby said, in the vault, it is Missy. And we have decided a long time ago on this show, anybody who likes to put blatant spoilers in the mix gets points deducted. So it's 2 points deducted for Kirby for a blatant spoiler. But you said it first, so you get the points deducted. It's different.
Also,
you said
in the Radio Times interview with Moffat, he made it obvious.
Okay, right. Can I just say, surmised it was Missy by doing gameplay and guessing. You said it was Missy, as in you said it is Missy, not it's a like, or I think it's Missy too. It was it is Missy, and then you went on you read it and the Radio Times or whatever, because some people don't read the Radio Times and still want, like Reese Parton, still want to be completely unspoiled. So 2 points deducted for Kirby for the quiz.
Well, deducted from me because I agreed with him.
No, you didn't say it. I agree with him too. I agreed with him. It was probably Missy. It could have been the Doctor, but it was probably Missy.
Master.
Yes.
Speaking of spoiling.
Oh, no, please don't put any more in.
No. This is one case where I did not have a chance to see all of the pre-publicity scenes.
Yeah.
And I watched them after I watched the story.
Yeah.
And I was quite disappointed because one of them actually spoiled what was really a great scene, the very first scene, the execution scene, because I was actually thinking that it was the Doctor who was being executed until they reversed.
So I'm not listening to you, Kirby. I'm just watching young Zach there, who's grinning at us.
Yeah, if you like it.
I love his suit. Yes.
Yeah,
Zach Nunny is wearing a onesie that is very exclusive and it's very Time Lord.
He says future Time Lord.
I think he's not a future Time Lord. I think he is one. Time Tot.
He's got blooming dinner all down it as well.
Oh, just like his daddy.
Aren't you a mucky pup?
Just like his daddy. Sorry, Kirby. We got slightly distracted there by cute children.
I was listening, Kirby, and I agree because I get it, when we were discussing if it was Missy in the vault, it was obvious it was Missy in the vault. But it was such a shame that this episode you already knew it was her. I just wish you hadn't, because then it would have been a better build up to the denouement at the end. You know.
But one good thing is that we hadn't had to wait to the end of the series, sort of thing. So they've covered that thing. Quite well. But anyway, bad luck, Kirby. Unfortunately, it is the rules.
And obviously, from the preview for next week, I'm going to say I will surmise that that's the episode where
don't
the
you dare because
scene
you...
in the scene. No, this is just a.
It better I'm be not, a genuine submission. Submission. How do you say surmise? What's the multiple of surmise?
We see these soldiers in the preview for next week.
Yeah.
And we saw in the preview for the series.
Yeah.
That the regeneration energy comes with in the presence of those soldiers. Yes. Therefore, next week is that scene.
Yes, I think you're probably right. So I don't. He said he'd filmed his death scene, but whether that's actually his death scene, no chance. Anyway, right. Pardon, Debbie?
I'm siding with Kirby in solidarity for the workers.
Okay, right. Well, now we're going to review Extremis after currently sorting out the point situation. So it begins with a little flashback to... pardon?
At the beginning.
A little flashback to the previous episode. Now, does that mean this is episode one of the three trilogy, or is that episode one of the quadruplegy?
I have no idea.
Because
anymore.
That's a flashback, as if it was the, you know, we're picking up from where the story left off.
I think it was just, last week's was just the setup
yes.
for this story arc. I think that's the way it's gone.
And Moffat said that he did not plan to bring the blind, originally the blindness was not something that he was going to use to move things forward. He saw that in Matheson's episode and decided that was perfect. And so it was his idea to continue the blindness, because Matheson's episode actually ended as we originally saw it, with the doctor being healed.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on. Then we cut to...
Saw me saying goodnight.
Oh, good night. Oh, it was lovely dawn. Good night. Good night, darling Stormageddon.
Good night.
And hello, lovely dawn.
Hello, lovely dawn. Night, night, Zach.
Night,
night,
everyone.
Hey, Kirby, lovely dawn, lovely.
Yes.
Of course he is. Doesn't look a day over 44, does she?
Oh, wait, you... Oh, is that an enclosed porch? I was about to say you've got a bookcase outside.
It's a conservatory. See?
Okay, I see.
We had a new roof put on last year. That cost £6,500.
It's very nice. Can we get on? Right. So the episode...
We're about to have a new extension built, £80,000.
It's lovely. So we get to the next shot is in a galaxy far, far... No, sorry, it says a long time ago, and there's a picture of a planet, which we zoom into. And then there's an execution about to occur. At Hogwarts, obviously, because it does look very much like Hogwarts. And there's a reference.
When the scene was when Capaldi, the Doctor's in the boats, anyone else think Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
No.
thank you. There's a scene there where they're in the boats, and I think it's in the third film, Return of the King, and it's exactly like it really was, just like that.
No, it was more approaching Hogwarts.
It was very... It doesn't matter, anyway.
Yes, it does.
There's going to be an execution. Initially, you think it's the Doctor's execution. Because he's there.
He looked like Greyhaven.
He what?
There you go,
yes.
Sorry.
No. You were thinking it was the two pillars of the kings of Gondor.
No, actually, no, right. It was the two pillars of the kings. That's what I thought it was. It wasn't the Greyhavens.
I thought Greyhaven, it was
the Greyhavens are way to the west. Way past the Shire.
Moving on.
We're talking about just above the falls.
Right, pointed up for Kirby for going on and on about a completely unrelated story arc to what we're talking about. We're actually talking about a series called Doctor Who.
It's Debbie's fault.
No, pointed up for you because you went on about it. Wouldn't shut up. Right. So the Doctor looks like he's going to be executed, but then who comes out of the door? Of course, we knew it was going to be Missy. Once this scene sort of settled into. Him.
If you did.
He could easily have knelt down. Pardon? No. When we were watching it, I mean, we knew it was going to be Missy, because the Doctor could have just knelt down it there and then, but he was obviously waiting for somebody, and Missy turns up, and the dog just fidgeted, knocked out quite a lot of my wiring down there by fidgeting. So anyway, yeah. So Mary, sorry, what's her name again? Missy kneels down, ready for execution. And then we have cut to a clip of the Doctor talking.
She shouldn't kneel down. She actually sits down to start with. She's just totally fit of the whole process.
Essentially.
She's waiting for things to go on. She sits down and goes like, oh, blind, what the hell's going on here?
Yes, and well, sort of. And then we cut to a shot of the Doctor sort of talking to Missy through the door. That gives the game away somewhat. And then the vault sort of rises in the lake. Yes?
Yes. We also get two titles.
We do?
Yes, we get the title when he, at the very end of the scene, just before the title sequence, where it says Extremis.
Yeah.
And then we get the title again, where we normally would get a title.
Okay, thank you, Kirby. So the Doctor is the executioner in this particular scene. And Missy does a little bit of begging and then says she's his friend. Frenemy probably wouldn't have been a better word to use.
Brother!
Shut up.
Frenemy is probably good.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, frenemy sounds good, yeah.
And
I still say they're brothers.
Brothers. Yeah, that's not going to work. She's a woman. Anyway, so...
It would have back when they were planning on it.
I don't think... I don't like the idea of them being brothers or brother... brother or sister, etc., whatever. Don't like it.
Anyway. Oh, good. Now that we're getting into the scene where all the people from the Vatican come into the lecture hall...
Yes.
I can now say...
Yes.
...that Debbie was saying earlier all the bad Italian accents... Why are there bad Italian accents from Italian actors? Angelo was played by Corrado Invernizzi, who is Italian. The Pope was played by Joseph Long, who's Italian.
Joseph Long. Doesn't sound very Italian.
He's still Italian. He's Italian and English.
Okay.
But still.
Well, I personally thought that was a bad Italian accent.
Tom can speak Italian, can't he?
Obviously, it isn't, and I stand corrected. So
Debbie Lovely Melrose. But Tom can speak Italian, can't he?
So these Debbie, are these are real accents.
Okay, Kirby. Right. We've established this, that Kirby was right on that one. Doesn't get Kirby any points right. back.
Kirby was right, and Debbie's rude about other cultures.
No, Kirby does not get any points back through being overly smart and overly pedantic. Right then, so, yeah.
But that's my job. That's what you pay me for.
Well, shut up. Yeah, like Kirby was alluding to, some members of the Vatican turn up in the lecture hall, and the Pope, specifically, turns up. And they have a bit of a conversation about the problem that they've got, Veritas mainly, and there's basically a book which they can't translate.
They've translated it, but everyone who worked on it is dead by suicide, yes, even though they devout.
Yeah, basically everybody who's read it is dead by suicide, because it's that bad. It's a bit
all
like...
All bar one.
Do you know what that reminded me of? The Monty Python sketch called The Joke.
Yes.
Right, do Snoggermeyer. Yeah, that one.
And also, there's more Monty Python. Obviously, the Spanish Inquisition, this reminded me a little bit of as well. But Deb doesn't know.
But nobody expects that.
Well, Deb doesn't know what I'm talking about because she's quite young. In fact, she was born after Monty Python.
Excuse me, I know about the Spanish Inquisition and how not to expect them.
Nobody expects Spanish Inquisition because I can't even say it. Let alone expect it.
Oh, that reminds me. Master.
I grew up on Python and the Goon Show.
Good. So was I.
Get
on
with
it. Master, that reminds me. There was a guest. I'm trying to remember his name. He was one of the guests at Hulanta.
Yeah.
He worked for the name of this guest, his name's gone out of my brain. But he worked as an editor for the BBC.
Yes.
Back in the 70s. He edited... editing on one of Pertwee's, I believe. So we bring him in as a guest at Hulanta.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying during the closing remarks, people were they were asking all the guests like Colin and Nicola their best memories of the BBC. And he didn't have many because he didn't work there long. But he said that he does remember working in... what's the name of the other studio that a lot of Doctor Who was done in that wasn't the television center?
Pinewood?
Huh?
Pinewood?
What was that?
Elstree.
No, the other one.
Ealing?
Pinewood.
No.
Ealing?
Ealing. Yeah, he was working in Ealing once, and he went downstairs, and he was wondering about all this. He's finally into... television broadcasting, and he couldn't understand once in the 70s. He went downstairs, and there were four men in red clerical outfits laughing up a storm. He said later, about a year later, he realized nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
So he walked in on Python.
He walked in on Python.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, back to the story. So yeah, they're sort of, well, they actually they want the doctor to help them translate
it. They want him to read it.
Because I don't think he's going to kill himself from reading it. Essentially,
maybe that, you know what I was thinking.
All this about Pope Benedict.
Yeah.
You've done.
Why didn't they simply call you, say, Pope Joan, which was the legend of Pope Joan.
The female pope, yeah.
Right. Anyway. What I was thinking was maybe they're trying to kill the doctor.
Oh.
By having him read it.
Yeah. Anyway, Bill, meanwhile, has pulled and is just about to
master,
enjoy.
Master.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of a problem with a lot of these Italian scenes. TARDIS translation circuit failed again.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yes, that is the point I was going to bring up because I didn't actually get it. Why couldn't we understand it? Why couldn't the doctor understand it? What's the matter with the TARDIS thingy? What you just said.
Actually, I have an answer.
Oh, Kirby has an answer. It better be a blimmin' good one, Kirby.
Well, it was in the article, the interview with Moffat,
mm-hmm.
that was in the Radio Times last night after mm-hmm. the broadcast. They had it in the script. Nardole was going to nudge the doctor, saying, "Don't you already understand this?"
Yes.
And it was something like, "Oh, I'm just going to humor them."
Oh right, okay.
So.
Okay, fair enough. But point reinstated for Kirby for that one. Right then, so yeah, Bill has pulled, but obviously, I quite like that scene where the foster mother doesn't like the idea of her bringing blokes back to the house. quite happy to bring a friend back.
Presumably she knows what Bill's preference is, doesn't she?
I think not.
Not necessarily.
I mean, well, hang
apparently
on.
Apparently not.
How long has Bill been her foster daughter for?
Yeah, but she might not be. Kids don't like, especially teenage kids, don't like talking about their private life to their parents. And... Yeah, I think that's her private life, and I don't think that's something she definitely would. She doesn't look like she's got a particularly good relationship with her, to be fair. So I'd probably.
But she would notice that, you know, Bill has not brought men back before.
Yeah, but older people don't sort of think, "Oh, that must be because they're gay," but just think, "Oh, they just haven't found someone." I can hear myself. Okay. Anyway, so
sorry.
So Bill is just about to get romantic with this girl, and she hears the TARDIS. Arriving in another room. Now, when you could hear the sound effect, I said to Del, "Well, that's going to be explained away by the pipes." And of course, that's exactly what they did.
Which it was
the pipes. Yeah. Sorry, that's the pipes.
I've been in places where the pipes have sounded like that. Funny enough,
I do like the way the pipe comes bursting in.
Yeah.
What's going on? Why am I in this room? What am I doing in this flat?
Yes. Yeah, it was really good.
Does anyone know what he was actually saying?
Yeah, he's basically saying, "What am I doing here? How did this happen? I was in a small room. What's going on?" Basically, yeah. You know, why am I in this hat? Why am I in this home? You know, what's happened? I don't understand.
Because it wasn't in the subtitles.
No, it wasn't. Generic, so well done, Debbie, for that point. For Debbie for explaining that one, because I didn't know that. Well done, Debbie. Okay, so yeah, this is where we see that quick glimpse that we saw last week of all the clerics, I suppose you'd call them, in the TARDIS with Bill moaning at the doctor about messing up her date. And Nardole explains that they're in a lot of trouble, and the doctor, he's getting quite a lot of sympathy from his clerical friends. And then we cut back to the execution scene where Nardole comes along and has River Song's diary with him and
basically tells him out for River.
Yeah, quotes the diary. And that was quite nice to see the diary in those circumstances and that. Basically says that he's been given leave to kick his the arse or something like that.
Kick his arse.
Yeah.
Very bad, that diary, isn't it?
Yeah. Arse being used in Doctor Who, it used to be a rude word, that.
Long time ago, yeah. Yes.
But the words that are now out and about, I think it's been
You must be bloody right.
I think it's been expletivized, doesn't it? Like certain other words, I think in about 20, 30 years' time will be de-expletivized.
We've had bloody before, haven't we?
No, but that used to be an expletive.
Well, you've done it to me.
What?
I don't understand it. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I don't like bloody and stuff like that being used over and again because it's, it's unnecessary. But occasionally it's okay. All right. So yeah.
It's
so
strange.
So the execution sort of continues. There's a point in which the doctor pulls the handle just when Missy's in mid-flow. Well, that was a bit later on. So they go to the Vatican. Now, there's a painting on the wall of the Vatican. Who's that supposed to be?
Benedict.
Oh, is that the female Pope?
Which Benedict?
Pope the 9th, 1045. That's below one of your pictures,
isn't it, Adam? Yeah, I've got that written down.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, but it's a woman. I'm confused. Is it supposed to be the Pope Joan?
I think did they say Pope Benedict or something like that? I did wonder that.
Do you remember we're going to see this bird somewhere along the line? This actress who they've used for that painting? Because the woman looks quite contemporary. Anybody? Hello? Anybody there?
No.
You don't think we're going to see her?
No. Yes.
Okay, if you say so. She just looks like they've gone to all the trouble of painting this picture. Because it's obviously painted quite currently. I would have thought we might at some point see the woman in the picture. Then we go into Hogwarts interior.
Yeah.
And then we go look what looks like the library from Silence in the Library, the big hallway place, but it probably isn't.
That's what I thought. I did ask last week if possibly we were heading back to the library because I saw the diary and then obviously the library, and I just wondered if we were going back there.
They must be running out of places they can use in Wales anyway for locations. So they're in the Vatican, and the doctor sort of, the only thing he really sees through his sunglasses, little sort of outlines of rooms and stuff like that. So he needs Nardole.
Complete with the pattern on the carpet.
Yes. And Nardole is being used as his eyes in a way, because he has to subtly explain what's going on when that cloud comes round the corner.
Coming round the corner about 10 minutes.
Yes, that was so
I thought it was actually really well done by Matt Lucas, the way he said, oh, look at what we're looking at now. Let me explain what we're seeing.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone on Facebook was pointing out that's if they ever get Capaldi and Matt Lucas to do Big Finish, they can set some stories during this period and make it really easy to describe things.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Anyway, so like I say, Missy does a bit more begging, gets sort of semi-emotional. So the doctor, or as we see later on, does actually pull the handle. And we talked about the scene I'm watching now, which is the cloud around the corner. Then we have a bright light at the end of a corridor, which is a solid wall, apparently, which is hinting to the sort of projector thing we see later on in the story. And then there's... I'm just fast-forwarding a little bit. Oh, yeah, this mysterious... Is it like a priest or something like that who's in a cage?
Yeah, that's the translator who didn't kill himself immediately.
But he did eventually.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Because he obviously knows what's going on. And then there's a death of his mate, the cardinal. But it's not really dead, obviously, because it's not real, is it? Or is it? I'm confused. Is he really dead? Hello? Debbie knows.
No, we don't actually see him die.
Well, no, the doctor's glasses, it says... That his life.
Well, it shows that his heart rate is gone and life sign is not detected anymore.
Oh, no. We're talking about two different people.
Are we?
Oh.
Master's talking about Cardinal Angelo.
Yeah, because the hand comes through the wall and grabs him, and then that's the last we see of him.
You kind of assume that he's dead in
this.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying, yeah. Okay.
He's back.
So from this point on, Bill and Nardole run off together. Front and sides too, and the doctor meanwhile wires himself in to something or other because he wants to temporarily reinstate his sight, but he doesn't know whether it's going to take away some of his regenerations, blah 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 blah.
I wonder when that's going to come back and bite us.
Well, we don't know whether it's going to take away any of his regenerations or what, you know, it's just, we don't know, do we? It's just a throwaway. They've put so many throwaway lines. It's like the sort of 11th doctor saying about, oh, I've used some of my regeneration. No, it was River Song saying I've used up a couple of regenerations doing that and something like that. And they've said that loads of times in Doctor Who, haven't they? Well, maybe a couple.
And besides, the Time Lords have given the Doctor a whole new regeneration cycle.
I know, and it was one of those electrical ones as well, that you can ride uphill easily with.
Ding!
Right, so like I say, the Doctor...
ding!
What?
You got a ding.
We're giving you a ding.
The Doctor electrifies himself, and then we cut again back to the execution of Missy, who then sort of falls as if she's dead. And then we suddenly we're in the Pentagon. I did get a bit worried there, because we were flying towards the Pentagon, and I thought, but it was just a drone shot of probably a computer-generated Pentagon. Anyway, and Bill and Nardole turn up there, and this woman's not very happy about the Bill and Nardole turning up there, so they leave quite quickly.
And they apparently come right. The portal is right on the outside wall. If you look behind Bill and Nardole, you can see outside.
Oh, cool. No, I didn't see that. So then they try another door. And in that door, there's lots of people basically just about to blow themselves to smithereens. They've got a big countdown. Why do they need a countdown? Why don't they just do it?
They're certain, aren't they?
Why do they need a countdown, Debbie? You know all these things.
Well, I think they just decided on it.
Okay. And the Doctor, meanwhile, is...
They wanted to get good and drunk, apparently. They're doing the Andy thing.
the countdown that they're doing is, I think they've all just decided they're going to go, but they're going to go out on high. And you look, obviously, under the tables, all the dynamite and everything. Mm-hmm. They've decided that is it, they're going, because when we do the number thing in a minute, they're all doing it and they've all given up because they've all realised what we're about to realise.
Yes. So the Doctor, meanwhile, has reinstated his sights, but he's being helped by some strange, shadowy, sort of ugly... Oh, it's a Dementor, isn't it? Wearing red.
Yeah, it looks like a Dementor.
it's a proto-Mondasian Cyberman.
Is it?
Of course it's Cyberman.
that's the theory going around. Because
it's a theory, is it? Because you were very close to getting another 2 points deducted then.
They open their mouths, the words come out, they close their mouths.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think it's cybers.
Okay, better be.
The only problem with that I have is that the Doctor definitely calls them aliens. I thought the Mondasian Cybermen were human.
Human, yeah. Well, we'll see on that one, but be very careful what you may reveal, whether it's a spoiler or not, because there will be severe consequences.
Well, we don't know, do we?
You don't know, because you're trying to cover your tracks. But you better hope in some ways that you're wrong. Right then. So the Doctor, meanwhile, is just about to read parts of the script.
I'm not fine.
Doctor is just about to read some of the script, and his eyes fail again. So he only had about 5 minutes, didn't he? So I hope he didn't use up any three generations. Yes.
Right after the CERN number thing, as Nardole and Bill are leaving, and they go in real close to the monitor that is doing the countdown, just as it goes in close and we cut away just before the explosion, which we never see, you can see a reflection of the camera.
Oh, well, thank you for that, Kirby. Well, I apologise for that on behalf of the BBC. I've got some comments on the thread. It says, Laurie Nick said, send in the comical Jesuits. What does that mean?
Jesuits.
Oh, what's that mean? Oh, because you posted a photo of your setup again. Anyway, we've got, how many viewers have we got? Three. Woohoo! Hello, three viewers. Right. Back to the
Alan
episode.
Butcher, Ashley Hughes, and can't hear the third one. Who's the third one?
Don't know. Anyway, right. Apparently,
Alan D. Butcher has stopped any and all Facebook stuff right now.
He's busy.
He's very busy.
Honestly,
He's not even
playing Words with Friends with me
anymore.
He
wouldn't be. He's busy.
No, probably because he's standing for election again.
Yes.
It's probably quite important for Alan. So that's
extremely important for Alan. Anyway, so yeah, so Bill and Nardole leg it before the whole place blows up. And then they quickly, Nardole realizes what's going on very quickly and tests the situation and then disappears. Bill nearly tests himself and Chalk thinks, well, actually, no, I don't believe this. I'm going to follow this trail of blood. Mysterious trail of blood.
Yeah, where'd the blood come from?
Yeah.
The doctor, he hurt himself when he fell over.
Well, actually,
I didn't notice that.
How do they know where's the beginning of the trail? Where's the end? They don't know which way.
She's just guessing. You would probably do what she would do because it came from a portal or into a portal.
It came to a portal, went to a portal.
Yeah.
So where's the beginning? Where's the end?
Well, she kind of establishes early on that she's got the hang of where everything is because she's there going, that leads to there, that leads to there, that leads to there. Where does that one lead? And
yes.
That's sort of how I think they dealt with that.
Okay.
I bought Portal on Steam many years ago. Maybe one of these years I should play it.
Like I say, she goes in and the doctor is in the president's, the Oval Office. The president has committed suicide because he's read it. The doctor is sat in the presidential seat. Yes.
Again, in the Moffat interview, he was asked whether or not he knew what they were trying. They were wondering what they were going to do because when was this filmed? In relation to the election, etc. It was written before the election and filmed after the election, but they decided to just go with a generic president.
Yes. Does look a little bit from behind as Nixon, but there you go. So Bill tries to sort of say, well, I'm real. Look, this table's real. And the doctor said, well, no, you're not real, nor am I. And then one of the baddies turns up, which according to you lot is a Cyberman. And
why not?
They're called the Monks. Yeah, apparently next week they'll be called the Monks.
Okay. We're using this as a sort of holodeck. And interesting that Nardole talks about the holodeck from Star Trek earlier on as well.
Master
reference. Yes.
Android Invasion.
Yes, Android Invasion, yes.
They're setting up exactly the same situation as in the Android Invasion.
Yeah,
I made a note of that earlier.
So, yes, it's a big sort of test. It's not a test. What do they call these things? Like they do it on aircraft.
Simulation.
Simulation, that's it. So the doctor's a simulation doctor.
Test, they're calling it.
Fortunately, he has these clever glasses, so he's able to send his real self an email to warn his real self about what's actually going on. At least you hope it's his real self, otherwise things are already going to get rather confusing. And that's the end of the episode.
It's already confusing, really.
Apart from we see that Missy isn't actually dead, and they put her in the vault. And we see rather an intriguing...
We don't see them put her in the vault.
We know that they put her in the vault, for good sake.
There could be someone else in the vault with her.
Yeah, okay. Then we see a rather intriguing preview for next week's story, which is quite interesting. And what I did forget to mention, did anybody try and freeze frame that? There was a little burst of images earlier on in the story when they were talking about sort of
this. No.
Well, I did. I didn't really glean anything from it. But
where?
Near the start of the story, you know when they do that thing, a subliminal burst, don't they? There's like six or seven photographs they show very, very quickly. And they have bit burst. It was a couple of instants earlier on in the story before that I think they left.
Whenever he seemed to have a shock or something, it happened, didn't it?
There was a bit of that. And there was also when the Pope and the Doctor having that interview in the Doctor's office, they did it a couple of times as well. So I couldn't really do a proper pause of it on Sky, but I did capture a couple of images. But I don't know if it had any real effect on what may or may not happen in the next episode. Right then, it's difficult to try and say what you thought of the story, because it wasn't a story, it was part of a story, wasn't it? As far as an individual episode or of a story is concerned, I quite enjoyed it. I thought it was quite gripping. It was difficult writing questions on it, simply because I kept on, even on second viewing, kept on getting into the episode. It was a very...
Well, you don't have to ask us any questions.
So it was actually
wouldn't mind.
A very... sort of engaging episode. I was thoroughly, it went past really quickly, and Deb watched it quite late at night, so she, you know, normally she get really tired, so she was quite gripped by it as well. So I will base on that it was actually a really, really good episode of the show. So I'm really looking forward to next week. In fact, it's one of those things you think, oh, that was really good fun, I want to get back into it, let's bring on next week. So so far so good for me. What did you think about then, Burby?
Me?
Burby Cartless Alone, isn't it? Oh, sorry, Kirby.
I watched it. I've watched it twice now. Watched it very late last night, around 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. And at first I thought it was slow. It dragged. I wasn't quite sure what was going on. And I went to bed not liking it. Woke up this morning, had breakfast, came back down here, watched it again, and discovered that it was quite good.
So, okay, thank you for that, Kirby. Andy, what did you think? Gary.
I liked it.
Oh, you lost it. Andy, what did you think?
Well, I watched it last night about 11 o'clock. I've been to the theatre. I've been watching rugby all afternoon, so obviously when you watch rugby, you have to drink. So I've been drinking all afternoon. Went to the theatre.
I don't.
Watched Mary Blitzlang's boyfriend performing, carried on drinking, so I was absolutely K-lite.
What
so
a surprise.
I don't know what you thought. So I watched it again this afternoon, having lunch after coming from church, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was a really very dark, very sharp episode, heck of a lot going on to it, and I think the way they threw Missy in, the way Nardo behaved.
You mean where they threw her into the vault?
I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm. I thought it was a really sharp, really hard-hitting episode. A lot going to it. I think this is setting up for a trilogy, I think. It's really opening up a lot. Next week is going to be quite incredible.
Good. I'm glad you predicted that, and I hope you're right. Debbie, what did you think?
I really enjoyed it. Knowing that it's the first of a story arc, it was nice that it wasn't just a standalone episode. It was great that it followed on, obviously, from last week. Matt Lucas was fantastic. I loved him in this.
I think he's been great.
As you said at the beginning, when we talked about it and when we were predicting what he was going to be like as a companion, we were all really worried. He has shone in the series so far. And this was absolutely brilliant from him. I loved his interaction with Bill and the way he is with the doctor. It's great to finally see the oath being made that he made to protect the vault for 1,000 years in his body and protect the body of the prisoner, obviously the master. And we knew it was going to be Missy. It was kind of obvious. We've been sort of spoon-fed that all along.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
all right, exactly. Yes. But I couldn't.
Yes, I know, but you said it as if you knew for sure, and that's a spoiler. So, point
he
still deducted.
He says a lot of things like he knows them for sure. He's a very confident man.
No, I'm not
and
going
I,
to
I, And I have made lots and lots of mistakes with making such statements.
I'm not.
For instance, I believe it was last week, I said, we finally get to see Bill's mother, and it was her date.
Yeah.
You're not getting away with this one, Kirby. Carry on, Debbie.
Yes, I am. Why does Andy's video keeps going in and out?
That's what she said.
He's breathing.
Come on, get on with it.
Yeah, sorry. Other than that, I'm really looking forward to next week. I loved the library was so effective, and just I'm a sucker for the wandering down corridors that aren't well lit stories, and this was no exception. And just the whole idea that it was just a simulation was fantastic, and the fact that they were coming to terms with it, and the only way they could escape the game was by deleting.
You know what, right? Now you said about that, it makes me a bit frustrated, Debbie, because when I was writing Doctor Who stories. One of the ones I was going to write was about the Doctor being in a simulation, and basically the whole story is, and then they realise that's how they get out of it, because they realise towards the end it's a simulation, but it's the actual real Doctor and his real companion that are just caught up in a simulated universe. So something they really can't get out of, and it turns out the only way they actually got out of it, because it was actually a simulation. But now I've been trumped by Mr. Moffat and can't write that story now. Never mind.
I'd be very interested to see what Mary thinks of this one, but I'm really, really excited for the next.
Well, you must try and remember, but it's not totally disastrous that Mary can't talk about this episode, where it is in fact the first part of a longer story. So,
I'm very excited to see where we go, and the standout performance for me this week was Matt Lucas.
Matt Lucas has been good 2 weeks running now. I thought Bill was very good. Pearl McKee, or whatever her name is, was very, very good as well. Mackie. I think all round. Mackie. Okay. We've got some feedback coming in, everyone. Jeff Waddle says, very good, complete setup. But if you're going to have an episode of setup, that's the way to do it. We still didn't see Missy in the vault.
That's the way to do it.
So either the Doctor thinks she's in it and she isn't, or he's pretending she is. Hasn't been a poor or even average episode this season. And I haven't said that since it came back. P.S. Nardole is an anagram of Leonard.
Okay.
I thought there was anagrams going on with the two words they were using in this. I thought, well, that sounds a bit like Missy backwards. Oh, but no, it can't be. You know, sort of things like that. It's just a sort of the word. Sometimes Doctor Who and Moffat likes to use these anagrams. And whereas there's a bit of Harry Potter going on, I was thinking they might have been sort of moving these letters around to spell something else, or maybe a... maybe an abbreviation of something else. But thank you, Jeff, for that little bit of input. Right, we haven't had anything from the master of feedback as yet. That's Mr. Ian Kirk.
But there are several things.
Yes, let me continue. Post. You interrupt. Right, point deducted for interrupting me. So he gets back down to -3.
Sometimes you don't notice these things.
Well, I would say so, but that's point deducted for interrupting me. And I was in mid-flow. Right, so I'm not going to say what Jeff Waddle said because I've just done his feedback. Oh, hang on. Yes, I will, because it says... hang on, what order are these in? Are these in reverse order? I'm confused and I can't be.
That's the earliest one, is Jeff's.
Oh, is it? Hang on, I've got to get back. Jeff says done early, as will be drunk later on. Joshua Dyball says long.
I can't believe, Joshua's put something in, yeah.
Billy Kirkbright, I fell asleep. Well, he's probably watching it very, very late at night or very, very early in the morning. Craig Hansen, I'm wondering if the Kralls are behind this.
Yes.
I enjoyed the episode such as it was, but will wait until the conclusion to pass judgment. Nardole was the standout character and really was badass.
Did anyone think, actually, by the way, this was a throwback to the Murder on the Orient Express thing? Last season?
I'm not sure about that. You'd have to ask Mary on that one, because that was her favourite episode. That was 2 seasons ago. Murder on the
Orient. Yeah, but it was. I think there was. I thought it was a throwback to that. I did wonder the aliens.
Oh yeah, it could be.
No, it was less. It was 2 years ago. But
I
last
just said
season.
That.
Yeah, the point is are they the same people?
I don't know.
No.
Okay. Debbie Melrose.
I do.
Nearly got one, wasn't it? Yes.
Master, you may deduct a point. I just know anytime I speak, you'll deduct a point. Anyway, at Wholanta, Matheson was talking about, well, later on I read that Matheson had considered in last week's episode making a reference to Gus from the Mummy on the Orient Express episode as being having something to do with the spacesuits malfunctioning.
Okay.
If you remember Gus.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, moving on. Craig Hansen says...
Gus was the voice of the... on the train who was doing all the testing.
Okay. Craig Hansen says, I'm wondering... I've done that one. That was your right point to Dr. Yes. Kirby for throwing me right off where
told
I was.
Told you!
Honestly. Right, now, -4. Right, Where do we get up to? Then there was a picture of... you posted a picture, didn't you, Kirby? So just no. Saying of the first Doctor and Cyberman,
yeah,
et cetera.
No, Debbie posted a picture.
Yeah, Debbie, yeah, did she? Then, you know, another picture of an android, which is basically Sarah Jane's android.
Yeah, I posted the picture of You Will Become Like Us.
Oh, right, okay. Laurie Nick said, we still haven't seen who actually steps out of the vault. Good point to everybody who says that. Jeff Waddell said it is not Missy. So that'll be interesting to see how that pans out, won't it? Laurie Nick said...
Well, he keeps posting on Facebook it's going to be Chris. We have to wait another 7 days for Chris Marshall to come out of the vault.
Now, it could well be, as we know we're going to see the previous incarnation of the Master in
this
series.
You missed Dr. Phil's comment.
Where's Dr. Phil's comment?
Yes, between my two pictures.
Well, that's because of you. Right, Dr. Phil says, felt like an M. Night Shyamalan film with the twist at the end.
M. Night
Shyamalan. What?
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan.
Doesn't say Shyamalan. Yes. Says Shyamalan.
He misspelled the last name.
That's how you pronounce his name.
Loved how Simulation Doctor solved the problem. Felt a little like the War Games, a little with the concept. The Papal Guard Cardinals. Even Pope were terrible Italian stereotypes with terrible accents. Well, apparently not. Besides that, I think he's supposed to say that. His T button's not working very well.
Yes.
There was a lot of thought-provoking who there. Yes, indeed. Laurie Nix.
Well, they're calling this trilogy the Monks trilogy, aren't they?
Maybe so. Laurie Nix says, I've been secretly hoping that it's Eddie from Rocky Horror who will burst out on his motorbike, or even Nardole as Eddie, etc. And Joshua Dybul says, have only watched this episode once, but want to rewatch. My kids kept talking over certain bits, and I easily lost the thread in places. Seems like quite a complex story where 100% concentration is required. Hopefully a rewatch will improve my opinion. Well, probably will do. Not sure this episode will be too popular with a casual viewer. Well, Deb liked it. So reserving a final opinion for now, especially as there's two more parts to come. But there's definitely something I liked about the episode. Sorry to be so vague. I'm just deciding on this episode. Well, yeah, dude. I mean, it's one of those things that if you can actually sit and watch it, you will get into it. So that's where you get the concentration for, because you're actually into the storyline. It's always difficult watching any thing when people are talking over it, which is not what I normally have to put up with on Christmas Day Doctor Who, but there you go. Yeah, so that's, unless anybody knows of any other opinions that may or may not have arrived with us, that is
I just commented on Dr. Phil's.
Did you? Oh yeah. Well, we'll leave that then.
I said most of the Italian characters were played by Italian actors.
Okay, well he could have actually gleaned that from listening to the show, which people don't seem to want to do anymore. Right.
Well, he'll probably see that. What do you mean people don't want?
Well, you've already said it. So if anyone listened to the show, they would have heard that from you. So you don't need to comment on stuff. He doesn't have to listen to the show now because you've commented on it.
Point deducted.
Oh God. Anyway, I was going to make myself a cup of tea.
How are our download numbers? Are they okay?
I don't know. I don't check them anymore. Anyway. we obviously have listeners because we have people that that comment and want to join the group and stuff, yes, but I don't really pay attention to that anymore. Anyway, but we probably do. I don't think it's likely to go down drastically. It probably just stick at what it was, which was somewhere between 500 and 1,000 listeners a week, and that's quite nice. You've got to bear in mind people that join the show later and are listening to the earlier episodes, and they'll just sort of listen to the show that way. Fortunately, our show isn't necessarily a show that you have to listen to at the time it goes out. It's one of those things you can still, it can be fairly fresh, even when Alicia's on it, fairly fresh if you even just listen to the earlier episodes. Right. It's now time for this week's edition of You Won't Get This One, if I can find the theme tune. Oh, there it is.
Oh, that's loud.
Good. Love the way it ends abruptly. Right then, so I've already very cleverly put aside the list of players on my new digital means of recording the scores. And so, Debbie, who do you think will win?
Kirby.
Who?
Kirby, and he's already -4. That's quite interesting. Andy, who do you think will win?
Debbie.
Andy thinks Debbie will win. Kirby, who do you think is going to win?
Andy.
Oh.
Blimey.
You have a
bad fool, you. Kirby.
Okay, right. Who do you think will be last, Debbie? Debbie.
Say me again.
Debbie.
Debbie.
Oh, can you? Right, okay. Andy, who do you think will be last?
Me. He's walking around.
Me.
And Kirby, wine. Who do you think will be last?
Me.
Superb. Yeah, not surprised with your minus four start. So the current scores, before we've asked any questions, are in last place with minus four, it's Kirby.
Yay!
In second place with no points, it's Andy. And in first place with 1 point, it's Debbie. So let's get the questions underway. And right, I've got me. Oh, I haven't got me priority jingle folder going, so we need to get this ready, don't we? It's not that bad.
Oh, dear Kirby.
Okay, right. First question goes to Debbie.
Yep.
How many brain stems does a Time Lord have?
I know.
Joker 3.
Can you say that again? Because everybody talked over you.
Joker 3.
Magic, sit still. Is the, oh, I did say that was correct. Right. Oh, the other dog's snoring. Right. What the hell's that?
Andy's sitting down.
It's me sitting at the dirty door.
Okay, right. Next question goes to Andy.
I was wondering where this went.
Next question. Next question goes to Andy. Right. What is the vault specifically?
No idea.
Point goes into the point pot, a bonus pot, sorry, which will decide on a new rule in regards to the bonus pot. Those points are available at the question at the end of each round. Isn't that nice, everyone? Aren't I kind to you?
I know this one.
Go on then.
Quantum chamber.
I'll give you that. It's quantum fold chamber, Debbie. Try and be a bit more specific.
Oh, I wrote quantum foe chamber and I wasn't sure.
Oh, dear. Right, Kirby.
Master.
When are memories so much worse, according to the Doctor?
Joker.
Hmm?
In the dark.
That takes him down to zero. Oh, I just pressed the wrong button.
Yay!
Alright. So I've got to tick off. Who's played Jokers? Debbie. You've played yours, haven't you? And Kirby's played it. So it's two Jokers out of the way. Right. This is bonus pot time. This time we actually have two bonus points.
Master, you need to deduct a point from someone for eating.
Who's eating?
Andy.
You can see. All
right, point deducted. Point deducted for Andy.
He hates his eating on the programme.
Okay. Bonus what question is this? This is free fall for everyone. What is the Pope's other title?
Oh, no.
Go on, Andy.
Bishop of Rome.
Is the correct answer. So you get those two bonus points, taking you into the plus. So next question goes to Debbie.
Yeah.
What is the title of the document?
Veritas.
It's not easy, Kirby. It's called Veritas. Right. Andy.
That's what Veritas translates to.
Well, easy. Andy.
Yeah.
What makes an arse out of you?
Assuming things.
Well, you could have played your Joker on the bonus spot point, so there you go. Kirby.
Master.
What is the name of Bill's date?
I don't know.
I wish I had a Joker to say Penny.
Okay.
You know what you could do? You can go, Penny.
No points Penny. In the bonus pot. Shut up. No points in the bonus pot, so we carry on. Debbie.
Yes.
How did Bill explain away the TARDIS materialising to Penny?
Hello.
The pot's in her room.
Andy?
Yep.
What colour was Bill's teapot?
Oh, jeepers creepers.
I think I might know that one.
I'll go with red.
No.
Well, apparently, Debbie knows.
I might know. I'm not sure. I think it's yellow.
Love the way she thinks it's yellow.
Well, I had orange in my head, but I realised that it was dark in the room when they were having tea.
Kirby.
Master.
What offer did the Catholic Church reiterate to the Doctor?
Oh, yeah.
To take his confession.
Correct. One bonus point available. So, free for all for this question for the available bonus point. What permission did River Song give Nardole?
I know.
Go on then.
I know.
Andy.
It's to kick his ass.
Is the correct answer.
Joker!
Well, you've only got 2 points. There was only one point available, so I wouldn't get too upset about it. So, current scores are in last place, joint our last place, 4 points each. It's Kirby and Andy, and in the lead with 11 points, it's Debbie. Now, the next question, in fact, goes to Debbie, and it's this.
Yep.
Hereticum.
I want to see
shut
Debbie's
up! Notes. Hereticum was also known as what?
I think I know.
The heretical and something library. I can't remember it all. Sorry.
Something library.
I think I know.
Go on in. I think Kirby said he knows first. Go on in.
I thought I said first.
Hang on. Go on. Andy said first.
Andy said first.
Yeah. Go on, Andy.
It's library of blasphemy.
Is the correct answer. Is that what you're going to say, Kirby?
Yes.
Bad luck, Andy. Hi,
Kirby.
Andy, who replied after the Veritas was sent for translation?
I know.
Pardon, Dandy?
Joker CERN.
Yay!
Yay!
Right. Next question goes to Kirby.
Oscar.
What did Nardole say when Bill asked him if he was actually a badass?
I think I know. Something about baby doll. What was it? Nothing secret about it.
Oh, I pressed the wrong button. Sorry. It's this. Sorry, Kirby. I was expecting you to get it wrong, so I had me poised over Kirby. The wrong.
That was right, Kirby.
Yes, it is.
And
right.
Then it's immediately followed by a. Ah!
Yeah. And that's a bonus point available for this question.
I like that.
Pay attention. Bonus point available for this question. What is the Doctor a Time Lord of?
I think I know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, go on then. Oh, it's your question, so go on then.
Andy.
Oh, just Andy, say it.
No, Kirby, it's your question, Kirby. You get through.
No, it's not my question.
No, it's the bonus question.
Andy. It's a bonus question, so who said I know first?
Andy.
Andy, go for it.
The Tridonian chapter.
Is the correct answer. So let's get rid of that bonus point. So the current scores are in last place with 4 points. It's Kirby. Second place,
Yay!
10 points, it's Andy. And in the lead with 11 points, it's Debbie, whose question this is.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie, miss a few.
Right. Where did Nardole and Bill end up visiting first?
Hello.
Floor three of the Pentagon.
Don't be too precise. That's too smart, Alec. I might even consider in future removing points
for
what
she said. What are you doing on floor three?
All right, thank you. I'm not going to go that stupid. Oh, floor three, step five of the stairs, etc. No. Right, the next question is Andy.
Hello.
What classic novel did the Doctor mention?
I know.
Have I played my Joker?
You have?
Yeah.
All right, it was Moby Dick.
It was my quote.
Yep.
Kirby.
Master.
What was the Veritas subtitle?
I know. I know.
I can see it scrolling up the screen, but
yeah,
I know too.
But I
Andy
don't remember. I'm sorry.
Okay, well then it's that. A point goes into my bonus pot. Andy?
Test of Shadow.
Oop, dear. There we go. Right, so bonus pot question. It's this. What was the first random number that Bill and Nardole said? Andy knows.
Know.
Go on, Andy.
36.
Bonus point. Oh, shit, I wrote it down.
Yay, yeah, keep going.
How many got left? Oh, there's a few left. All right, so the current scores then are in last place with 4 points, it's Kirby. In second place with 13 points, it's Debbie. And in the lead with 14 points, it's Andy. This is Debbie's question.
Yep.
How did the Doctor read the Veritas?
I know.
He used an app on the laptop to have it read it to him.
The simple answer was he listened to it. I'm going to tell you what, I'm really considering starting to deduct points for over elaborate answers. Right, Andy.
Okay.
What time was it on the president's grandfather clock? You won't get this one.
Oh, brother.
9:55.
Sorry, I shouldn't have shouted like that. I'll get told off. That was a brilliant answer. You're going to get.
Now, wait a second. He was complaining about us saying stuff about the third floor and the fifth stair.
Well,
and yet
the time is fairly specific, isn't it?
Now, hang on. We saw it three times.
Thank you, Andy. Bonus point for Andy, because that was brilliant. Right. Okay, Kirby.
Master.
Without hope, without witness, what's next?
I know.
I know too.
Without reward.
Yes.
Got there in the end, didn't we? Right. So, shall we have a score update? There's not many questions left now. Score update, right, yeah.
In last place, wish.
In last place with 6 points, it's Kirby. In second place with 15 points, it's Debbie. And in the lead with 17 points, it's Andy. Next question goes to Debbie, and there's hardly any left. I've just got to make sure I've got enough left. I have. It's 3 questions left. No more bonus points. Debbie, what was the doctor doing when the email arrived? That's the real doctor, obviously.
I know.
I think I know.
Say that again.
Fondling the vault.
Honest, right, I'm going to give you that one for the last time. It's guarding the vault, dear. Fondling it is not something I would put in a question, to be specific. You better watch your step,
he
Mrs.
was
Melrose.
That down it again. He keeps doing that on it.
Yeah, okay, you'll be better watch your step, Mrs. Melrose, for next week. Yes, get the point on this occasion. Andy.
Yep.
Did the doctor...
What
did the doctor tell Bill to do? Basically, order her to do, actually. They're right at the end.
I know.
Well, so when? I mean, can you
right at the end of the story, the doctor ordered or told Bill to do something.
I know.
I
said
phone. I know. Oh.
No, not great.
Nope. That goes into the bonus pot, but we can't do anything about it because there's no question left. Ha ha ha. Right. So, right.
I said it first.
Go on in, Debbie.
It was called Penny immediately.
Oh, bollocks, yes. How inappropriate, bollocks, yes. How totally inappropriate.
Last question goes to Kirby.
Master.
What did the doctor have an impressive record of crediting to him? What did the doctor shut up. What did the doctor have an impressive record of credited to him?
Oh,
Kirby.
Fatalities, of course.
Yeah.
It's the correct answer. Right. I'll try and work out a way
I like the fact that he's trying to stop his machine from carrying on releasing.
I don't think there's any other way I can actually. That bonus point's just going to have to float, I'm afraid. Because
put
I can't. What? I haven't got any questions left.
Put it to next week.
No. Okay. Careful.
All you have to do is start up the video again, find a random place where there's a random thing
or
that
a random
has a
quote.
Color and ask us.
Okay. Well, I could do a random quote, couldn't I? Right, I'm looking at next week's preview, so I can't really use it on that one. Okay, right.
We've all seen it.
Okay, yes, I'm going to see if I can find something appropriate.
You might have seen a different one.
What?
True.
Maybe I might have seen a different one.
Remember
last week, there was a different preview for BBC America versus BBC.
Was that? Oh.
Yes, it was.
I'm not doing the preview. Yeah. I told you.
Yeah, BBC America left off the shot of Missy at the very end.
Good grief. That's a shame. Right then. I'm trying to find... Okay, what colour was the cushion that Missy was knelt on?
I'll go red.
Go on then, Andy.
I'll go red.
I just shouted red, sorry, so I didn't say me.
No, I just the first voice I hear, which I didn't hear yours, Debbie. So the current scores then are in last place with 8 points, it's Kirby. And in joint first place with 18 points each, which is going to make things very awkward, is Debbie and Andy. Right, so...
I'll Rochambeau you for it.
Debbie predicted Kirby to win, so her points stay at 18.
Debbie, may I recommend something? What? When there are new shows on, I'm never going to win.
Right.
Should we fight?
Point deducted for Kirby for interrupting. He could have done that after the end of the quiz. Right.
I think he actually should be shirts off, toe to toe in the car park.
Right. Andy predicted Debbie to win, so that's essentially correct.
Yeah.
And Kirby predicted Andy to win, which is also essentially correct. Right, so Debbie predicted Kirby to be at the bottom, which is essentially correct. Andy predicted Andy to be at the bottom, which is
wrong.
Which is wrong, yes. And Kirby predicted Kirby to be at the bottom, which is essentially correct. So, the final scores this week are, in last place with 28 points, Kirby. And joint winners this week with 36 points each, it's Andy and Debbie.
Yay, get in.
Yay.
Debbie, what are you waiting there? Adam.
Yes, I can't see anything.
Your eyes terrifying.
What's you say, Kurt? What's going on?
This off your eyes. He's actually terrifying.
Well, all I see is Debbie with a crocheted shawl on, half of Kirby's moustache at the moment because he's sort of leant over and I can't really see all of him, and the top of your head. Right then, let's move on. Let's do
something. The way you were looking over your master is just
Hmm?
Your eyes were really creepy.
Yes, Kirby.
I was expecting you to also give us some oxygen questions.
I have not got time. I'd love to have been able to do that, but I managed to find a few moments after dinner this evening to put together some questions. But I think last week, wasn't I doing a photo shoot? So I was out, so I couldn't watch it a third time, and I certainly couldn't watch it in the morning because I'd been given lots of chores to do on Monday, so I didn't really have time to do it, watch it a second time, which is what I need to do to actually do the question. So that's why we didn't get any. I didn't have time. Right. So next, we're going to do Doctor Who news. Press reaction, Debbie, can you get that up? That's what she said.
Yeah, I've got the press reaction up, but actually I'm a bit distracted at the moment.
That's what she said.
We've got the BBC book publishing, and Now We Are 600, a collection of Time Lord verse. I've been really excited about that. That's coming out in hardback on the 14th of September, 2 weeks before National Poetry Day.
And it says it's illustrated by Russell T. Davis.
Yeah, it looks really good, and I'm quite excited about that. Okay. So, sorry, I was being a bit distracted. Fine. But extremist press reaction, Radio Times, ingenious, breathtaking television. Once in a while, a Doctor Who story comes along like no other you've seen before, one that keeps surprising and amusing and tantalising from start to finish. Extremist is one of those stories. The Telegraph felt this week's monsters were suitably scary in a classic case of keeping the monster unseen for as long as possible. And it was zombie-esque faces, which we call the Mummy film franchise.
Yeah.
The Mirror enjoyed the story. It enjoyed the episode. It found the script too complicated. Problem with Extremis is afterwards when you stop and think about the episode. Moffatitis, they're calling it.
No, disagree.
Digital Spy agreed the plot was difficult to follow. Disagree with that. Yeah.
It just depends if you're a Doctor Who fan or not, though, doesn't it? Yeah.
Starting and ending in two totally different places and leaving the audience baffled in between.
No.
The script was not a problem for IGN, which enjoyed the complex nature of the story. Moffat jumps around quite a bit with extremists, aligning a variety of elements to get this first part of the story off the ground. But, of course, the return of Michelle Gomez as Missy and the revelation that, yes, it is her in the vault is
or
a particular
is it?
Note. And, Den of Geek also enjoyed the story as a prelude to a multi-episode tale. It's a dry run for something very big and very nasty. AV Club called the episode a great experimental Doctor Who, and in particular praised the lead actor, Peter Capaldi, is perilously close to becoming my unqualified pick for favourite Doctor. And the overriding reason is on display as he gently breaks it to Bill that neither of them nor anything else in this world is real. But yeah, he is amazing. He is really good. Screen Rant admired the premise of the story. The Hour was fun with its exploration of the truth and in slowly pulling the rug out from under both audiences and character. Yeah, they talk about the mass suicide in CERN. Mm-hmm. Finally, Gaiman's radar thought the Doctor Who doesn't get much better than this. When you realise that nothing you've seen is real, you see how fooled you were from the very beginning, like the Doctor, Bill and Noddle. You see that the suicides initially looking like a bit of intrigue were a clue all along. That's really cool. Yes,
thank you, Debbie.
And the book... Yeah, there you go.
Overnight viewing figures are pretty good. They've gone up into the 4 millions, which is So, yeah, so it's been climbing a little bit, actually, and Britain's Got Talent is coming to an end soon. So hopefully we won't get into June.
People are responding to the fact that people who are watching Doctor Who are saying how fantastic it's been so far this season.
It even appeared in Gogglebox a few weeks ago, which was very nice, I thought. They showed a clip of obviously Gogglebox viewers are not Doctor Who fans, although they did talk about it in an affectionate way. But it was the scene where
what is that? What are you talking about?
It's like a reality show, which basically they reviewed current television by filming.
Basically, you're watching people watch television.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You interrupted it there because I'm a fan of the show, Debbie, and you're sort of rather tainting what the show is about by not letting me explain. Anyway, yes. It's basically a television review program by having normal families watch the programs and basically talk about them as they're watching them, so that you'll get their actual reactions as they see the episodes. You'll see a clip from the episode that the families or whatever are watching and their reaction to it. So it might be a key clip, like for instance in episode one of this series there's a scene in which the girl comes out of the puddle and she smiles at Bill, and then suddenly a hand comes and grabs her. And that reaction was shown on Gogglebox, and these Gogglebox viewers are just normal TV viewers, not Doctor Who fans, etc. And it was quite interesting. And one of the women said, "Oh!" like they screamed, and they all jumped out of their skin. And the lady said, "I'm going to complain to the BBC," because it was that much of a startling thing. So it's not just Doctor Who they do that for; there's other programs. And also, you can actually get an idea to watch a drama that you might not have heard about and pick it up, because obviously you can back watch things. Really, really good show. It's probably one of the better things you would call in the world of reality television. It's a sort of mixture between reality and review. It's really, really, really very clever, very good show, and it's very popular. It's won awards every year it's gone out, so it can't be that bad, Deb. Anyway, moving on. Time Vortex is a new 360 degree mobile game, which apparently you can get a sample for if you're into those sort of things. And if you go to bbc.in/DW360, I think there's a little sample of it on there. If you have the technology, most of us can gain that technology by downloading something to their mobile phones and putting their phones in a little sort of virtual reality thing. At least you got me one of these at Christmas. I have one under my seat. Here, there it is.
I've got one at the end of the room over that way.
Not used it very much, to be fair, because I didn't find a lot of things available on the Apple Store that I would actually want to spend a lot of time doing. And also, when you're looking through it, even though the Apple screen is supposed to be very, very high resolution, I'm sure it is, when you're looking through here, it just doesn't look very high resolution. It looks quite... you can see all the dots because it's that strong, but
it's pixelated, isn't it? Yeah.
To a certain degree, yeah. But you can get a good idea. It's very clever, but it's for me a bit of a gimmick. You know, it's not something that I can really get hooked into. The game's got to have a bit more to it than its graphics. I mean, my favourite game I'm playing at the moment is one from about 4 years ago, which is Football Manager 2013. Very simple game, very good game, very addictive, and the graphics on it are non-existent. It's just a very, very good game. So it's not all about graphics. Sometimes it works.
In 10 years, you'll have a brain implant and you'll see things directly.
and it'll be designed by Mr. Kobe Bartlett Sloan. Excuse me. No, he says. Okay, so yeah, that's all it really is for news. I'm so delighted with the overnight viewing figures. We haven't had the final figures for the previous week yet, unless I'm missing something. Normally they come up here. 7th of May, did we do that last time? Where are we now? Might not have done. Doctor Who was 21st in the and that was for Knock Knock. Have we done that one yet? That was episode
Who's
two.
There?
Yeah, so enough about that. Bearing in mind the earlier episodes of Doctor Who have finished above Coronation Street in the rankings, it's actually finished well below it here. But there you go. That's essentially Doctor Who news, unless Debbie's heard of anything else.
Not really, just the new comics that are out.
quite a few of them are coming.
Okay. So the news is the show itself as it goes out and people's reactions to it and stuff like that, really. Do be careful.
Obviously the Lethbridge Stewart book and things like that, but we're so excited about the brilliant reviews we've had for Extremis.
Yes. Doctor Who magazine 512 available at whowon.co.uk if you don't live in Great Britain.
Is it whowon.co.uk?
Blim insight quicker.
As in whowon.uk.
Beg your pardon.
Pardon,
Andy. Anyway, a desk tidy, $14.99. I'd like about 50, 60 of those because I really have not got a particularly tidy desk. And the TARDIS eraser, £2.99. Looks actually rather good. Looks like you really wouldn't want to use it.
So it would disappear as you use it.
Yes, it would. Literally. Yeah. Funny that. They probably thought of that, though, Kirby. So that's the stuff that's available now. Coming soon is Alien Heart and Dalek Soul, Delta and the Bannermen, which is like an audio book on CD along with
why would one do that? I don't understand.
What, an audio book on CD? Is people listen to audio books?
Yeah, well for a story that you could just straight out listen to.
What on earth is that? Is that you, Dave?
You could just pull the audio off of the DVD. It's easy.
Okay. But anyway, they've done a audio version of the novel. And of course the big finished story, like I said, Alien Heart, Dalek Soul, which is a
I'm one of those story. Weird people that loves Delta and the Bannermen.
It is good, yeah, I like it too. So I must be a weird person. Right. Death Rass is a fourth Doctor story coming out soon on Big Finish.
Well, one of the reasons is that was the first seventh Doctor story I ever saw.
Yes. Haunting of Malkin Place is another fourth Doctor story with Romana 2, as is, like I say, Death Rass. Helm of Awe. Fourth Doctor stories coming out left, right, and centre. That one's got Leela as the companion, played by friend of the show, Louise Jameson. Jago Knight for 13 and various other bits and bobs. Experts in Doctor Who books as well. That's whowon.co.uk.
Is that
whowon.co.uk?
Apparently.
Yeah. Isabella has just appeared for an inexplicable reason. She may explain why. Whether it's got any relevance to the show or not, we'll soon find out. Go on, Isabella. Why are you here?
Night.
Oh, good night.
Wait, it's only 3:30 in the afternoon.
No, right. Good night. Yes, good night. Yes. So that's essentially it for this week. Next week, I'm planning to. Goodbye.
About the party.
Good
night.
How come you have my cat?
In a minute. What?
About
the party. Oh, beautiful. I love pussy cats. Anyway.
It looks like my cat.
Hey.
Sorry, you're talking to me then?
My cat.
Oh, wait a minute, it's down here, for goodness sake. Constant interruptions. I'll put it down somewhere. Here it is.
Give me my iPad.
You see my iPad there? Look, it's got on the back of it. Look, it's a... get out of it, Isabella.
I see it. Mm. Yay.
I'm trying to wind up the show here. So next week... Lavazzi. Sorry, that was Kirby's fault. Yes, we almost forgot to talk about Lavazzi. Scarves. And other Doctor Who memorabilia. Best place to get it.
Fantastic quality. Yes. Great, wonderful.
And
love
Dobbin, know, because he's got some. And Kirby would know. Master, yes.
Master, I thought it was my job to wind you up instead of winding up the show.
Very funny. Anyway. As I say, next week... Sorry about that, Lavazzi, but they know we love them. So next week, it's a continuation of the current story we're watching. It's probably got its own little title. I do miss it when they used to go episode one, episode two.
What time next week?
Same time.
Some pyramid. Something pyramid.
Is it?
Even though it's Bank Holiday weekend, we're definitely Sunday, are we?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Yes. Yeah, let me find out.
Sundays, unless I'm working on the Sunday, which is essentially what... What is the situation? Because if we do it on Mondays, I have to leave the show twice to go and move Deb from one customer to the next. But
Yep. Wikipedia doesn't have the title of next week.
It doesn't matter. We'll find out next week. So episode two of this story will be reviewed next week unless something happens to stop it. So until then, thank you for listening and watching, if indeed you were. In fact, I haven't even been able to notice if anybody was watching. Let's have a quick peek if anybody's watching the show. Well, we've got four viewers. Thank you, four viewers. Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, fancy pants.
Good night, y'all.
Oh, so before we go, we're still on, because I just noticed that Joshua Dyball said, Yes, don't worry about stats, whether good or bad. I'm a late follower and adore your podcast. I love how down to earth you are all. I'm terrible at reading. I listen to a few others regularly, including RFS, but I enjoy yours more than any others. I'm sure that having the transatlantic team is a nice feature. I'm not. And thanks to all the team.
All you have to do is fire me after how many years it's been.
Honestly, what's the point? The show wouldn't be the same without you, Kirby. Thanks to all the team for giving up time to do it. Aw, thanks, Joshua.
Thank you.
Cheers, Josh.
Terry Miles says, hi, Adam and the crew. And then he says, was it a she? Sorry. Terry's one of those names that could be one or the other, so I do apologize.
Yeah.
The Doctor had... What?
No good Kirby nowadays.
Oh, yes, true. The Doctor had a cut lip. Yes. That's about it, isn't
it? You were saying something about a door. There's a door behind your shoulder.
Oh, yeah,
it's the front door.
It's the front door. Most houses have them, Kirby.
Oh. Yes, he was saying that he adores us.
Oh, oh God. I'm so glad I got a little bit of sherry left.
No, I'm not sorry.
Although I'm no drinking during the show, I'll be certainly indulging in a minute. Anyway, thanks for listening and watching and everything else. Hang on.
Only 3:34 in the afternoon. I'm not.
Indeed. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Not you lot.
Doctor Who podcast is an APV services production sponsored by whoone.co.uk and lavazi.co.uk. We are a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.